So here we are. Let's try this out for the first episode of this. So we're going to watch TNA Impact. It is May 3rd. Eli Drake comes out to no pop, no heat. It takes about 2 minutes for his entrance. All of the camera shots of the crowd are from waist up, so that you can't see past the first row. Now, I wonder why that is. And we got this guy, Eli Drake, comes out with a briefcase with a number 4 on it, a title belt, looking like The Miz. My 8-year-old said he looked exactly like The Miz. Is that The Miz's brother, Dad? That's what she asked me. Is that The Miz's brother? Terrible at a promo. Kind of looks like if Edge and Elias Samson had a baby together. That's what I see when I look at Eli Drake. Except he's only got about 10% of the charisma and about 4% of the wrestling skills of both of those guys. Now, I have not watched TNA Impact in a long time. So, once we get to the next segment, I will come back on here and see how it goes. Let's watch this abomination. I'm also assuming that TNA does not script their promos as heavily as the WWE, as Eli Drake is very much struggling through this promo right now. And then out comes Pentagon Jr., who I know nothing of because I don't watch TNA Impact. But he looks pretty cool. I'll give him that. Caught my interest from just his looks alone. I'm assuming he's like a heavyweight luchador. So now we have a face-to-face confrontation here. Pentagon Jr. does some sort of hand signal with the old high school punch sign with his hand. Eli Drake holds up the briefcase, says this is what gets that. Pentagon raises the title, says something that has to be bleeped out. And that is the end of that segment. That was like a one, maybe a half star segment. Something about 1 week left. So I'm assuming he gets a title shot next week. So no fight to build up for it. Just a stare down confrontation. That was the first 10 minutes of TNA Impact. Then we get a backstage promo by Kira Hogan, I think her name is, who I'm assuming is supposed to be their version of Ember Moon. We had some Tessa girl come back and interrupt saying she's better than her. So before we continue on, let me just remind everybody that the last time that I had watched TNA Impact was probably when Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy and all them guys were still in it like 2 or 3 years ago. I am going to try to stomach my way through this episode of TNA Impact. Then we get a backstage segment with Joe Parks and Grado. Grado comes in saying he has a girlfriend. Joe Parks asks, well, let me see a picture. Grado doesn't have a cell phone. A double comes in, confronts the both of them. Says, Grado, that DDP yoga is working well for you. Grado gets in his face and says, that man saved my life. A double hands a banana to Grado. And Joe Park eats it. So now we have Ohio versus Everything coming out. So we are already 18 minutes into this episode, and this is finally the entrance for the first match. And then we get KM. I have no idea who this guy is. And then Falaba. Again, never heard of this guy. He kind of reminds me of the Japanese guy that was just in the Greatest Royal Rumble for WWE. No idea who these two guys are. But just like everybody else, These guys are almost at a minute and a half on their entrance. So now we are at 20 minutes into the episode, and still not a single bell to ding for a match. We got a Pearl Harbor by OVE. And they are double teaming KM. KM comes back with a double clothesline. And then, standing around. Picks up, just kind of throws the dude across the ring, and another taunt. So I'm gonna keep a taunt tally. Backs up to the corner. Oh, there's a reversal, so now we got the baby faces getting over. I'm assuming this is one of the Chris brothers in the ring. Wearing what seems to be a red and black tuxedo looking outfit. I think Disco Inferno picked out his outfit for the day. And then we have the other Chris brother in the ring. I really wish I knew who these people were. We got the heel, no selling the baby faces. Coming back with chops. Okay, I think I stand corrected. I think the Chris brothers are heels, even though Fallah Bao just came in, distracted the ref. But they still made the contact for the tag, even though the guy was going to come in anyway. Because the ref's back was turned. But he stopped to make a tag. So then we get a reversal into a double plex onto both of the Chris brothers, tagged in Fallah Bao, who gets stuck in the rope there for a second. A double cross body onto both of them. That was pretty impressive. I'll give him that. So there's a taunt. Move. Taunt. It seems like this is the normal in TNA. Or, I'm sorry, Impact Wrestling. So there's a move. Followed by an Irish whip. Followed by a taunt. Double pancake in the corner. Followed by a taunt again. And then a human steamroller. And then a taunt by the other guy of the team, KM, who then does a steamroller as well. Which wouldn't be really as effective because he's not fat. And then a taunt. So again, move, taunt, move, taunt. And then another steamroller by KM. And then another one by Fallah Bao. And then take time to high five and taunt. So again, move, taunt, move, taunt, move, taunt. Oh, sidestep Fallah Bao. Double boot. Sidestep KM into an avalanche in the corner. Super kick one. Drop kick, down goes KM. The guy in the red is selling a lot better than the... No, ooh, that was a terrible looking kick. And a super kick, and another kick. And the guys who are just getting squished for the last 30 seconds are victorious with a schoolboy, on a 400-pound guy, who took 3 kicks to the head, and that was it. That was I'm going to give them maybe 1.5 stars, 2 stars, maybe, close to 2 stars. In essence, a heel change coming up for one of these two here. Nope, shook hands and walked out. And yet the baby face that didn't get covered, standing in the middle of the ring smiling, no selling everything from that match. Good job, Impact Wrestling. Maybe this is why nobody watches your shit.